Episode 82, Conquering Homeschool Boredom.
Welcome to the Principles in Practice podcast. This is where we discuss biblical principles for life and learning. I'm your host, Heather Hall, and this is my co-host,
Brian Hall.
Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. So today we're talking about homeschool curriculum boredom and why it tends to happen, what we can do about it, and how students will benefit from a shift in thinking about what it means to learn and to become producers versus consumers. So I know that workbooks and worksheets are a common go-to for many homeschooling parents. That said, my intent in addressing this topic is to just help parents see how workbooks and worksheets in general actually kill the love of learning. If there's anything workbooks are good for, it's creating boredom. And boredom isn't a good thing when it comes to learning. So please allow for me to share with you about the concerns of how homeschool workbook curriculum boredom kills learning for many homeschoolers, and learn about what you can do instead. Now, boredom equates being dissatisfied. If an activity isn't engaging, note that I didn't say entertaining. If it isn't engaging, then an individual tends to become bored. Workbooks and worksheets aren't very engaging. They don't encourage or challenge the student to think independently. And that might sound like an overgeneralization, and maybe it is in some sense, because I know that, for instance, math worksheets are still engaging the mind. The student still needs to think through the problem and come to a conclusion. But if that's all a student is getting out of, let's say, a math lesson, then they're missing the whole purpose of God's design for math. And actually, believe it or not, there's more for the purpose of math than just applying it to daily life. So it ends up becoming busy work in some instances. And there really isn't anything interesting about busy work. Now that can leave a lot of mothers feeling exasperated because their children aren't interested in learning, but it really doesn't have to be this way. Now, when it comes to critical thinking skills, in general, workbooks and worksheets don't help an individual develop critical thinking skills. Fill in the blanks, matching, and circle the correct answer sheets don't engage the brain in original thought. So as task-oriented activities, they don't develop critical thinking skills. Focusing primarily or solely on rote skills does not help a child learn how to reason through ideas and principles. So what can you do instead? You can help your children reason from truth, which are God's principles that we find in the Bible, throughout each subject. You can show them how to see God's care and provision throughout each subject. And you can give them graphic organizers that will allow them to reorganize the information. Worksheets don't really honor God's principle of individuality. So Johnny's answer is the same as Susie's answer. Is that to be expected in something like math? Yes, because 1 plus 1 always equals 2. 5 plus 5 always equals 10. But it can go beyond that. If students aren't able to express their reasoning from truth, then God's principle of individuality isn't being honored. Instead, you could require your child to define the vocabulary of the subject from a biblical worldview by using Webster's 1828 dictionary. You can allow children to explain why something works based on biblical principles. You can help children practice expressing their individual reasoning from truth with confidence. And you can give children the ability to learn of God's individuality and sovereignty, and to reason from truth about those attributes of His. Workbooks and worksheets don't teach providential history. Instead, they hinder children from being able to see the big picture in order to learn how things work and how to learn the application of biblical principles to life. So instead, you can teach subjects with the narration of their history and God's hand within it. You can show children how to reason from both facts and truth. And what I mean by that is, a fact may be true, but We're talking about you can help them reason from true truth, and that would be the truths that are found in God's Word because He has established those truths. And you can help them learn how to see that Christ is the focal point of each subject. What you can do is utilize the liberty timeline to teach them how God's story of liberty for the individual and nations applies to that particular subject. So you can look at how, for instance, God has used math on the timeline to help advance liberty for the individual and nations. Workbooks and worksheets create consumers. There's a consumer mentality that goes along with these. I had a friend several years ago, and every year at the end of the school year, she would open up their recycle bin and she would dump all of the workbooks in that her children had used that whole school year. I was just in shock. I had no idea what was going on. And then she's like, well, we don't really need them anymore. They filled everything in, and I just kept a few sheets to show that they did advance with their understanding of these skill sets, so we really don't need anything else. Now, I did not necessarily grow up with workbooks, but it never even occurred to me what families who use workbooks do with them. And it made sense to me that she was just going to go ahead and recycle them, because what is unique and original about it? Nothing. The children weren't displaying their own original thought when it came to the subjects that they were studying. So instead of creating independent thinkers, they create consumers. And instead of having that individual thought expressed by the student within the subjects, they just end up in the recycle bin. So let's shed some light on this by looking at the dichotomies of the word consume. And keep in mind that the following is the Latin root definition. That's just the beginning. So consume from the Latin means to take. So in English, we say it takes up time. That is, it consumes time. And that definition is from Webster's 1828 dictionary. Now take note that to consume is to take. This may not sound like a big deal. After all, one takes up time one way or another. So let's go ahead and research a little further. The fourth entry in Webster's dictionary from the 1828 is to cause to disappear, to waste slowly. As children sit there with their workbooks or worksheets, they aren't engaging their thinking. They're passing time by filling in true and false circles, matching up something on the left side of their page to something on the right side of the page, or circling an answer, etc. Their desire to think and to produce slowly wastes away and disappears. Is it any wonder children lose the love of learning? So instead, you can allow your children to become producers. Each individual is created in God's image, so let them create by writing down their individual reasoning from God's truths, from those biblical principles pertaining to the subject. Let children relate in their own words from biblical reasoning. Give them the blessing of subduing and having dominion over each subject. So what is key? Instead of workbooks and worksheets, primarily you can have your children create notebooks. I believe that notebooks are the key to a love of learning. Notebooks versus workbooks, you know, which one unlocks biblical scholarship? In our family's homeschool experience, it has been notebooks. You know, they help nurture a love of learning. Individuals, both myself and our children, learn God's purposes for each subject and how to discern matters of life by reasoning from biblical principles. So if you desire for your child to be an independent thinker who reasons from the truths of God's Word, the biblical classical way to life and learning is the key. So what are some ways that you can start implementing this in your homeschool? Well, you can be mentored and discipled in the biblical principle approach through my homeschool membership. It's called the Biblical Classical Homeschool Experience, and you can find that at principledacademy.com, or you can even go to biblicalclassicalcommunity.com, and you can sign up for courses. Raquel Work is one of the founding teachers of Biblical Classical Community, and she currently offers some writing courses and a math course, and she walks students through some of those biblical principles for those subjects to help them begin to think in that way. And then we also have some other teachers with different courses that you can check out if math and writing aren't something that you feel that you want to start with as you dip your toes into a biblical classical education. So check those out, the Biblical Classical Homeschool Experience membership at principledacademy.com, and then check out the courses at biblicalclassicalcommunity.com. All right, I would love to hear your thoughts on workbooks and worksheets and something that you learned or gave you some pause so that you can think this through a little more. So you can go ahead and leave a comment in the comments section for the podcast on Podbean. And the address for the podcast is at principlesinpractice.podbean.com. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode, and I look forward to sharing more with you another time.
As always, if you're looking for additional resources or support, you can visit our website at principledacademy.com, check out our shop and our blog, and you can also find us on Facebook at Christian Homeschooling with Bible Principles, also on Instagram under Principal Academy. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right, well, this is Heather Hall.
And this is Brian Hall.
For Christ and His glory.